Hey, turn with me if you would to Matthew chapter 28 tonight.
大家可以翻到马太福音的第二十八章。
We'll be reading verses 16 through 20.
我们一起来读16节到20节。
And I want to talk to you tonight about a critical factor in the life of the church.
我给大家想今天晚上我们探讨一下对我们教会生活很重要的一个部分。
And I'll share that with you just after we read and pray here.
我们在读完这段经文，我们有个祷告以后，我们就会有些分享。
So it's the last chapter in the book of Matthew, the last few verses, and this is what it says.
这是马太福音的最后一章的最后几节经文。
Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go.
十一个门徒往加利利去，到了耶稣约定的山上。
When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted.
他们见了耶稣就拜他，然而还有人疑惑。
Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me."
耶稣近前来对他们说：“天上地下所有的权柄都赐给了我。”
Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
And teach them to obey everything I've commanded you.
凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守。
And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age.
我就常与你们同在直到世界的末了。
Let's pray tonight.
我们一起来祷告。
God, we come before you this evening.
主，我们今天晚上我们来到你的面前。
And we ask you, Lord Jesus, to be with us in this time of opening the bread of life, the word of God.
主，当我们现在我们打开你的话语的时候，求主耶稣来到我们的心中。
And Lord, we're so grateful for the presence of your Spirit to already be in our midst through our time of singing.
主，我们真的是满心感谢你，你的灵在我们当中，在我们敬拜赞美的时候。
And we pray God that same presence would just continue to work in our hearts and our minds tonight.
主，我们也祷告，求你的灵继续在我们的心中，在我们头脑里面动工。
Lord, I pray that you would anoint our heart and our mind and our ears to hear tonight.
主，我们也求你膏我们的耳朵，膏我们的心。
And I pray, Lord, that you would anoint our feet and our hands to put into practice what we're going to hear this evening.
主，我们也求你膏我们的手，膏我们的脚，好让我们能够把我们今天所要分享的，能够在我们的生命当中活出来。
And we pray all these things in your name.
主，我们以上祷告，奉主的名。
Amen.
Amen.
All right. Oftentimes, when we read this passage, it's perhaps a familiar passage. It's the Great Commission passage.
我们在想说，这是一段我们大家都很熟悉的经文，是我们一个关于大使命的经文。
When we're familiar with it for the most part, and when we read this passage or we hear a sermon on this passage, we tend to look at it through the lens of evangelism.
我们因为这段圣经经文我们非常的熟悉，所以当我们在读这段经文的时候，或者我们在听关于这段经文的讲道的时候，我们总是会从传福音宣教的角度来看待这段经文。
And when we read this passage, we tend to look at the phrase "Go and make disciples."
当我们在读这段经文的时候，我们可能都注意到会说使万民做我的门徒。
And although this passage is in that phrase "Go make disciples" is significantTonight, I want us to look at this passage with a little different approach and look at the idea that we have to be a disciple before we can go and make disciples.
就像我们刚才提到的，要去使万民做我的门徒，这是在这段经文的很重要的一个部分。但是今天晚上，我们想从另外一个角度来看看，我们如何在使万民做门徒之前，我们自己先做一个好的门徒。
Verse 16 says this. It says, "Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee."
我们看到第十六节这样写到，十一个门徒往加利利去了。
And so the idea here is that they were already disciples before Christ told them to then go and make disciples.
所以我们可以看到在这个地方，他们十一位已经先是做了门徒。在主耶稣要他们去使万民做他的门徒之前，已经成了门徒。
And this overarching thought for us really can be powerful in the life of your church.
我想这样一个很全面的这样的一个想法是一个非常 有利有意义的一个想法。
And the reason it can be powerful for your life and for my life, for your church and for my church is because we reproduce who we are.
啊，这样的一个想法之所以对你我对我们的教会很有意义，是因为我们是什么样的人，我们才能跟他人带来什么样的改变和影响。
And so tonight I want us to look at this passage and I want us to ask and then answer two questions. The first question is this: what is discipleship?
好了，今天晚上我们要来探讨两个问题，回答两个问题。第一个问题是什么是门徒，或者说门徒的训练。
And then the second question that I want us to ask and then answer is: what are the qualities of being a disciple?
好了，第二个我们要回答的问题是，我们要成为门徒的话，我们需要具备有哪些的品质？
So let's tackle the first question here tonight. What is discipleship?
好，我们先看看第一个问题，什么是门徒？
What does it really mean for you and I to be a disciple of Jesus Christ?
好，那我们看，我们要成为主耶稣的门徒，它的什么样的含义，包含了什么样的含义？
The word disciple is basically a New Testament word.
门徒这个词是新约的一个词。
And it appears about 270 times in the Gospels and then in the book of Acts.
在福音书和使徒行传里面，门徒这个词出现了270次。
The Jewish and the Greek writers prior to Jesus used it to mean this.
在耶稣之前的犹太人或者是希腊人他们的学者，他们用门徒这个词表达。
It meant one who learned through instruction from another, or what we might often use the word as pupil.
他们就当时的希腊人或者是犹太人的学者，他们用门徒这个词来表达一些通过他人的教导或者指示来向人学习的这样一群人。
But when Jesus came onto the scene, when Jesus came into this teaching mode, this ministry of his, he applied this concept in a new and unique way.
但是我们看到当主耶稣基督他在世上在教导他的门徒的时候，他对门徒这个概念有非常特别的一些应用。
Where the Jewish and the Greek writers and the leaders understood this idea of disciples, they, with that, they expected their followers to grasp their ideas and their theology.
像对当时的犹太人或者是希腊他们的老师来说，当他们提到门徒这个概念的时候，他们期待的是其他的人，他的门徒会得到他的思想。
But when Jesus used the word disciple, what Jesus was talking about was a lot more than just grasping his ideas or his theology. What Jesus was wanting for people was he was wanting them to grasp who he was as a person.
我看到，但主耶稣用门徒这个词的时候，他想要的是要他的门徒能够得到的不单只是他的思想，其实想得到的是主耶稣他自己。
And this is a dramatic difference when Jesus started calling his first disciples and calling people disciples, because it was so far removed from what the Jewish and the Greek writers and leaders were using it as.
这个是一个概念方面有非常大的一个差别。我们看到当主耶稣召唤他的第一个门徒的时候，这一点对当时人来说是完全不一样的概念。
There's a book out titled A Theology of the New Testament by Dr. George Ladd.
有一本书就是新约神学的，叫是作者是Dr. George Ladd 写的。
And in this book, he said this about discipleship.
他在这本书中，他有这样提到门徒的概念。
He said discipleship to Jesus was not like discipleship to a Jewish rabbi.
他这样说，他说成为耶稣的门徒和成为犹太人拉比的门徒是完全不同的。
The rabbis bound themselves to the Torah.
因为犹太人他们的犹太的拉比，他们将他们的门徒限制在旧约的经典上。
But Jesus bound his disciples to himself.
但是我们看到耶稣让他的门徒跟他自己连接在一起。
The rabbis were offering something outside of themselves.
犹太的拉比他们所带给门徒的是出于他们自己的东西。
But when Jesus used this term disciple, what Jesus was doing when he said, come follow me and be my disciple, he was offering himself.
但是当主耶稣说跟随我成为我的门徒的时候，他所做的是把他自己交给了门徒。
And so when we look at this idea of what it means to be a disciple, we have to understand that being a disciple goes much deeper than just kind of going through the motions and the routines of Christianity.
所以当我们看到成为门徒所包含的含义的时候，我们知道它超过了我们一般所说的基督徒要做的一些例行的公事。
And the truth for us is this, that we really can't call ourselves a disciple of Christ by simply checking off the list of I went to church, I gave money, I helped out at such and such event.
我想我们不能把我们自己称为主的门徒，如果我们仅仅只是去了教会，或者说有奉献，或者是有帮助人的话，我们还不能称呼自己是主的门徒。
And don't misunderstand me here, because these things are very important in the life of the church.
我想我也不想让你们误会，我想我们刚才提到这些事情都是非常重要的事情，是教会生活中很重要的事情。
But discipleship is deeper. Discipleship is more than that.
但是要成为一个门徒所代表的含义要远远的深过这一些。
Discipleship at its core is about living the lifestyle of Jesus himself.
我想关于要做主的门徒的核心，就是我们要过一个像耶稣一样的生活。
Discipleship is about taking on the attributes and the attitudes.
它代表着我们要有主耶稣基督他的品格和他的态度。
It means taking on the actions of Jesus and then living those things out on a daily basis.
也表示说我们在每天的生活当中，我们要活出像主耶稣一样的生命。
So what is discipleship?
所以我们在讲，成为门徒代表什么样的含义呢？
Oftentimes for us as believers, discipleship is much deeper than we've understood before.
而且成为门徒它所代表的含义，比我们以前所知道的要远远的深过我们以前所知道的。
But it's really just simply living the lifestyle of Jesus himself.
但是我想如果简单的说，就是我们要过一个像主耶稣一样的生命生活。
So that's the first question. The second question tonight is this. What are the qualities of being a disciple?
刚才我们讨论的第一个问题，第二个要回答的问题是，我们要成为门徒的话，我们必须要具备你有哪一些的品质。
What are some characteristics of what a disciple looks like?
那我们很想分享一下，如果一个门徒的话，他必须要有哪样的一些品德。
If you're taking notes tonight, I want to encourage you to take some notes along in your bulletin that you received coming in.
那我现在鼓励大家可以在周报上可以做一些笔记。
Well, here's the first quality of what it means to be a disciple, and it's this: a disciple dies to self-interest.
那成为门徒的第一个品质就是门徒应当舍己。
A disciple dies.Completely to our own self-interests.
我们看到一个门徒要让自己的老我死去。
Luke chapter 9 verse 23 says this.
在路加福音的第九章二十三节有这样说道。
And Jesus was saying to them all, if any one of you wishes to come after me, let him deny himself.
他说如果有人要跟从我，跟随我，就当舍己。
And let him take up his cross daily.And then follow me.
要背起自己的十字架跟随我。
And then in Luke chapter 14 verses 25 through 27 it says this.
在路加福音的第十四章二十五到二十七节有这样说到。
Large crowds were traveling with Jesus and turning to them he said this.
有基督的人和耶稣同行，他转过来对他们说。
If anyone comes to me and does not hate his mother or father, his wife or children, his brothers or sisters, yes, even his own life, he cannot. This is tough, but he says he cannot be my disciple.
人到我这里来，若不爱我胜过爱自己的父母、妻子、儿女、弟兄、姐妹和自己的生命，就不能做我的门徒。
And he continues on here and he says, and anyone...Who does not carry his cross and follow me also cannot be my disciple.
他继续说道，凡不背着自己十字架跟从我的，也不能做我的门徒。
And what Jesus is saying here is that if you and I are really, truly going to live and be his disciples, we will have to die to our own will.
所以我看这个地方，主耶稣他想告诉我们的是，如果我们要真正的成为主的门徒。我们就能够舍弃自我。
We will have to die to our own agenda and our own plan.
我们得舍弃我们自己的计划，我们自己的安排。
And when we do this, we'll be able to accomplish His will, His agenda, and His plan.
啊，我们也只有如此，我们才能够完成主的旨意，主的计划。
And we don't do this one very well, do we?
我想我们在这方面是不是做的也不是很好？
It's difficult for us to die to our own self-interests.
啊，我想我们要舍己，放下自己的利益，真是很不容易的一件事情。
But what happens is when we're seeking after God, God will fill us with His Holy Spirit and empower us to do exactly this.
啊，但是事实是，当我们追随主的时候，主的圣灵会充满我们，会给我们这样的力量，能够来跟随他。
One of the classic books on discipleship is titled The Cost of Discipleship by Dietrich Bonhoeffer.
啊，那关于啊门徒有一本很经典的书，书的名字叫《做门徒的代价》。
Bonhoeffer was a German pastor during World War II, and because he opposed Hitler and the Nazis, he was imprisoned where he died before the war ended.
啊，那这本书的作者是德国的一位牧师，他是在二次世界大战的时候，他反对希特勒的统治，于是被投入到监狱当中。
And in that book, he wrote this about discipleship.
在那本书中，他有写到关于有这样写到关于门徒的代价。
He writes, the cross is laid on every Christian.
他说十字架担在每一个基督徒的肩上。
As we embark upon discipleship, we surrender ourselves to Christ in union with His death.
当我们开始我们成为主的门徒的旅程的时候，我们与主同死并完全的顺服主。
And we give over our lives to that death.
我们把我们的生命舍弃。
He writes, or continues and says, the cross is not the terrible end to an otherwise God-fearing and happy life.
他说十字架并不是好像我们一个快乐的人生的一个终结。
But it meets us at the beginning of our communion with Christ.
它却代表了我们和主的完全的连接。
And so what happens is this, when Christ calls a man, he bids him come and die.
当主召呼召我们的时候，他期待我们跟随他，并与他同死。
What happens with discipleship is that true discipleship will always put Jesus Christ above everything and everyone else.
一个真正的门徒，他会把主耶稣基督放在一切的事物之上。
The Apostle Paul understood this when he wrote in Galatians chapter 2, verse 20.
保罗他知道他在加拉太书第二章有这样写道。
And he wrote, I have been crucified with Christ, and it's no longer I that live, but Christ who lives in me.
他说到我与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
And we have to ask ourselves perhaps a reflective question tonight.
我们要来问我们自己一个问题。
How am I doing at dying to my own self-interests?
我们怎么样才能够让我们自己的老我，让我们自己的老我死去？
Let's start with the basics.
好，我们来讨论一些很简单的基础。
Let me just ask you some questions. We'll do this kind of rapid fire here tonight.
所以我们可以来问些问题，大家可以起来回答。
Do we put God first, or ourselves first when it comes to gathering together for church?
啊，当我们要来教会聚会的时候，我们是不是把神放在第一位，还是把我们自己的时间利益放在第一位
？Who do we put first when it comes to opportunities to grow spiritually？
啊，当我们有机会能够让我们的属灵生命成长的时候，我们在做取舍的时候，我们是把主放在第一位，还是把我们自己放在第一位
？Who do we put first when it comes to giving of your time and your talents and treasures in the life of the church？
啊，当我们在侍奉、我们奉献、把我们时间、金钱献出去的时候，我们是把主放在第一位，还是把我们自己放在第一位
？Friends, listen. These are the basic foundational things that when we can put Christ above everything and everyone else, that means that we're denying ourselves.
啊，我想这些都是很基本的事情。当我们把主耶稣放在我们第一位的时候，也就表示我们让我们的自己的老我死去。
And these changes have to begin with each one of us individually.
啊，我想这所有的这些变化，我们每个人要我们从我们自己自身做起。
The second quality tonight is this.
啊，那第二个品质是
，A disciple of Christ imitates Christ.
啊，那门徒一个真正的门徒，他必然会效法基督。
To imitate, we know what this means, but to imitate means to copy or to reproduce or to emulate.
那效法基督的意思就是我们要模仿，要来重复基督所做的。
And to be imitators of Christ, it's going to involve three key things that can be found in Ephesians chapter 5, verses 1 through 7.
我们要效法耶稣的话，我们必须要在以弗所书第五章一到七节所提到三个方面来效法耶稣。
In verses 1 through 2, we find that we need to imitate his love.
在第一到第二节，我们看到我们必须要效法主耶稣的爱。
Be imitators of God, therefore, as dearly loved children, and live a life of love.
所以你们该效法耶稣，好像蒙慈爱的儿女一样。
Just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God.
也要凭爱心行事，正如基督爱我们，为我们舍了自己。当作馨香的供物和祭物献于神。
Friends, tonight there is nothing greater than God's love, and He wants us to imitate His love to those around us.
朋友们，没有任何的事情能够大过神的爱。神要我们在我们周遭的人身上能够来效法主的爱。
John 13:35 tells us this.
约翰福音十三章三十五节说
：“By this all men will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another.
你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
The second thing that we need to imitate is his holiness.
第二，我们要效法主的圣洁。
Verses 3 through 5, this is what these verses say.
第三节，在以弗所书五章一到三，三到五节这么说到。
But among you there must not be even a hint of sexual immorality or any kind of impurity or of greed, because these are improper for God's holy people.
至于淫乱并一切的污秽或是贪婪，在你们中间连提都不可以，凡和圣徒的体统。
Nor should there be obscenity, foolish talk, or coarse joking, which are out of place, but rather thanksgiving.
淫词妄语和嬉笑的话都不相宜，总要说感谢的话。
For of this you can be sure, no immoral, impure, or greedy person, such a man is an idolater, has any inheritance. These are tough words, but this is what it says. Nor any of these has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God.
这里看到第五节说的是很严厉的话，因为你们确实的知道，无论是淫乱的，是污秽的，是有贪心的，在基督和神的国里都是无份的。有贪心的就与拜偶像的一样。
The father came home from work one day and he saw his little daughter who had been playing outside in the mud.
有一个父亲，他一天回到家中，看他的小女儿在泥地里玩耍。
He looked at her and he said, "My, you're pretty dirty."
看到的小女儿在泥地里玩耍后就说，啊，亲爱的，你看上去非常的脏。
And in her childish way, she replied, "Yes, I know, Daddy, but I'm prettier clean."
那小女孩她用一个好像非常孩子气的说法地说，父亲，是的，我知道，但是如果我干净的话，我会看上去更漂亮的。
And the truth for us is this.
我想真理是，事实是这样的。
We are all prettier when we're clean.
当我们圣洁的时候，我们会更加的美好。
Being clean, being innocent, and being pure is what this idea of holiness is all about.
要成为圣洁的话，就表示我们要有清洁，我们要有纯净的心。
This passage tells us that as God's holy people, we need to stay away from those things that can get us dirty.
这段经文告诉我们说，我们是主的儿女，我们就要远离那些会使我们污秽的事。
Leviticus chapter 19 verse 2 says this to us.
利未记十九章第二节这样说道
：“Be holy, because I, the Lord your God, am holy.”
说你们要圣洁，因为我耶和华你们的神是圣洁的。
The third thing we need to imitate is God's wisdom.
第三个我们要效法的是效法主耶稣他的智慧。
We can find this here in our passage in verses 6 through 7.
在第六、第七节也这样提到。
And it says this: Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of such things.God's wrath comes on those who are disobedient.
不要被人虚浮的话欺骗，因为因这些事，神的愤怒必临到那悖逆之子。
Therefore, do not be partners with them.
所以你们不要与他们同伙。
The wisdom that you and I need, friends, will only come from God. It will only come from God's word, and it will only come from godly people that he sends into our lives.
好，我们这里所提到的智慧，只能是从神而来，从神的话语而来，或者从属神的人而来。
People who come to us with empty words will not help us imitate God's wisdom.
那些在我们身边满口虚浮话语的人是没有办法能够让我们效法主的智慧。
And this passage is telling us that when people like that do come to us, that we are to stay away from them because their life is filled with disobedience and it will lead us down a path of disobedience as well.
所以当我们周围有这些满口虚充满虚浮话语的人的时候，我们要远离他们，因为他们的生活充满了悖逆，他也会让我们带来给我们带来悖逆的生活。
Then the third quality of a disciple is this.
成为门徒的第三个这样的品质是。
A disciple surrenders to God's authority.
真正的门徒他会顺服神的权柄。
Romans 13:1 says everyone must submit himself to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except that which God has established.
罗马书十三章第一节说，在上有权柄的人人当顺服他。因为没有权柄不是出于神的，凡掌权的都是神所命的。
And the Apostle Paul finishes it up here and he says the authorities that exist have been established already by God.
他这说凡掌权的都是神所命的。
And so on this point, here's the thought for us. We cannot be a disciple of Christ unless we are willing to give up control of our lives to Jesus as our authority.
所以我们看到我们没有办法能够成为主的门徒，除非我们把我们生命的控制权交到我们主的手中。
And we have to simply surrender all authority that we think we have if we're going to be a true disciple of Christ.
我们要想成为基督的真正的门徒，我们就要放下我们手中一切我们认为我们所拥有的所有的权柄。
The Bible tells us that we have to surrender to government authority, to spiritual authority, and even to relational authority to those who oversee our lives.
这段经文告诉我们说，我们要顺服政府的权柄，我们要顺服属灵的权柄，甚至于掌管我们人和人关系的权柄。
And the truth for all of us is this, that we ultimately have no authority without already being under authority.
是，其实我们若不是在权柄之下，我们自己也就没有权柄。
I once read about a lifeguard on a beach who saw a drowning man. And go ahead.
我读到一个这样的故事，是一个救生员，他在海滩上看到一个人要淹水了。
And he walked out into the surf, but he did not go out to rescue him.
他就来到这个海中，但是他没有去立即去救他。
People gathered around on the beach and they yelled and they screamed at this lifeguard to go out and to rescue this drowning man.
那周围站了很多的人冲着这个救生员去大喊，叫他去救那个淹水的人。
And so the lifeguard waded out a little deeper and he kept his eye on the drowning man, but the yells and the screams of the onlookers didn't motivate him to keep on swimming out.
那这个救生员就走到海的深处，但是他却还是没有能够到那个淹水的人身边，周围所有的叫声却没有能够让他好像愿意跑过去救他。
But just when it seemed that the man was going down for the very last time,
但是看到在最后那个淹水的人快要沉下去的时候，那时刻
the lifeguard swam out with strong strokes and grabbed the man and brought him back to the shore.
这个救生员就飞快地游了过去，把这个淹水的人拖到了岸上。
And after some spitting up of water and coughing, the man was conscious.
那这个快要被淹死的这个人，他吐了些水以后，咳嗽了一声以后，他恢复了知觉。
But rather than hailing this lifeguard as a hero, the onlookers were angry at the lifeguard and they said, "You coward!"
但是周围的人却没有能够来赞扬这个救生员的勇敢，反而说他是一个懦夫。
And they yelled, you saw that he was drowning, and why didn't you go out sooner to help him?
他们都指责他说，你看到这个要沉下去了，但是你却等了这么久才去救他。
And the lifeguard patiently explained to the onlookers.
但是我们看到这个救生员他非常冷静地这样回答说
And he said you can see that he is a much bigger and stronger man than I am.
他说你可以看到这个淹水的比我要强壮很多
If I had gone out sooner, he was thrashing and kicked so violently that he would have probably drowned both of us.
他很比我强壮很多而且如果我那个时候很早就去的话很有可能会被他一起淹死拖下去淹死
As long as he was trying to save himself,I could not save him.
他如果一直想要自己救自己的话，我就没有办法来救他。
But when he got tired,
但是当他累了以后
and gave up,
他放弃以后
and surrendered his will to my will,
当他放弃他的旨意
then I knew I could save him.
在那个时候，我就知道我可以拯救他。
And friends, listen, that's a great lesson for us tonight. Not just about salvation, but about surrendering fully to God's authority.
朋友们，这是一个非常重要的一个功课。我们看到，我们不但是关于救恩，就是我们日常生活当中，我们应该把我们的旨意能够完全交在主的手中，求主的掌管。
As long as you and I think that we're strong enough to kind of do life on our own and to save ourselves, we will not surrender to Christ.
如果我们自己认为自己非常的强壮，可以自己掌管自己的生命的话。我们就不会顺服神的旨意带领。
But it's only when we surrender and realize we are hopelessly lost and in desperate need of help that Jesus can then come and rescue us.
只有当我们觉得我们自己毫无希望的时候，当我们真正的迫切的需要神的帮助的时候，耶稣就会来救赎我们。
There's an old hymn in the life of the church that speaks to this point of surrender and I'm not going to sing it for you tonight, but it goes something like this.
有一首非常古老的诗歌，诗歌的题目是完全的顺服。
It says, "All to Jesus I surrender."
他说我将所有献于耶稣。
All to Him I freely give.
甘心乐意全奉献。
I will ever love and trust Him.
我要时常爱主靠主。
In His presence daily live.
天天活在主面前。
All to Jesus I surrender.
我将所有献与耶稣。
Humbly at his feet I bow.
谦卑俯伏主面前。
Worldly pleasures all forsaken.
世俗逸乐甘愿抛弃。
Take me Jesus, take me now.
求主悦纳我心愿。
I surrender all.
一切全献上。
I surrender all.
一切全献上。
All to thee.
全献上
My blessed Savior,
给我的亲爱的救主
I surrender all.
一切全献上
Can I ask you a question tonight?
让我来问大家一个问题
Are you fully surrendered?
你是不是愿意一切全献上
To God's authority
是不是
in your life tonight?
是不是愿意全然的顺服在神的掌权之中
Are you fully surrendered?
你是不是完全的献上
To God's will and His plan tonight.
是不是完全顺服于神的旨意神的带领
Living as a disciple of Christ means that we have to come to Jesus and say, Jesus, I give up. I give you full control of my life.
我们要做主的门徒我们就意味着要来到主的面前对主说我完全的放弃我们自己求主来掌管我们的一切
and if we really want to be his disciple this is critical for us
如果我们真的要成为主的门徒的话这是非常重要的一点
here's the fourth quality tonight
成为主的门徒的第四个重要的品质是
a disciple commits to abiding in Christ
一个真正的主的门徒要常常住在主里
John chapter 8 verse 31 says this
约翰福音八章三十一节这样说道
Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed.
耶稣对信他的犹太人说你们若常常遵守我的道就真是我的门徒。
Abiding in Christ or remaining in Christ is one of the requirements for you and I as his disciples.
常常遵守主的道或者常常住在主里是我们要成为主的门徒的一个必须的要求。
And this idea of abiding or remaining is much more than just visiting God's word once a week or even once a day.
我想住在主里或者住在主的话语当中，不只单单只是说我们一个星期要读经一次或者每天读经一次。
To abide or to remain in Christ means that we are living in and being rooted in God's word.
我们要住在主里，常在主里，意味着我们要活在主的话语当中，在主的话语当中能够深深的扎根。
To be his disciple, we have to know and we have to live in God's word.
如果我们要成为主真正的门徒，我们必须要了解神的话语，必须要活出神的话语。
And I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time on this one tonight, but I want to encourage you to read John chapter 15.
我今天不会在这里花太多的时间，但是我鼓励大家能好好读一下约翰福音十五章。
And in that chapter, you will find a greater understanding of what it means to abide in Him.
在那段经文当中，我们可以能够很好的明白何谓常在主里。
Here's the fifth quality for us tonight.
第五个要成为主的门徒的品质是
，A disciple inspires others.
一个真正的门徒会鼓励激励他周遭的人。
First Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 3.
帖撒罗尼迦前书一章三节这样说道。
We continually remember before our God and Father your work produced by faith.
在神我们的父面前不住的纪念你们因信心所做的功夫。
We remember your labor prompted by love and your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ.
因爱心所受的劳苦，因盼望我们主耶稣基督所存的忍耐。
And so for you and I as disciples of Christ, inspiring people with the hope of Jesus Christ really should not be a difficult thing for us to do.
我想如果我们是一个真正的门徒的话，我们要对我们周遭的人有激励，应该不是一个很困难的事情。
Our inspiration, our hope that we wake up to every single day should come because of that hope that we have in Jesus Christ.
我们自己所有的一切的盼望应该都是存于对主耶稣的盼望。
And that same hope is what we should freely and often pass along to others.
我们也该同样的把同样的盼望传递给我们周遭的人。
And so our life, our words, our actions, and our stories as disciples really should be inspiring for others.
所以作为一个主真正的门徒，我们的生命，我们的话语，我们的行为，我们的故事，要成为他人真正的
Let me go through these. Oh, sorry. Let me go through these last three real quick.
最后的几节我们很快的经过。
The sixth quality of a disciple is a disciple produces fruit.
我们要第六个品质是我们要能够多结果子。
John chapter 15 verse 8 tells us that we should bear much fruit, showing ourselves to be Christ's disciples.
约翰福音十五章第八节说，你们要多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀。
And so again, I want to direct you to read John chapter 15 on your own time, but this idea of producing fruit is an absolute requirement for becoming and being his disciple.
我想鼓励大家能好好读下第十五章。我们看到我们要多结果子是我们成为主真正的门徒的一个必要的条件。
There is no such thing, friends, as a fruitless disciple.
我们根本就不该有不结果子的门徒。
There is always a fruitful disciple.
我们总是有多结果子的门徒。
And as disciples of Christ, we don't have a choice. We must always bear or produce fruit.
我们作为主的门徒，我们没有其他的选择，我们必须要多结果子。
So again, John chapter 15, and I'll leave that with you tonight.
所以我们鼓励大家能够来好好的读一下约翰福音的第十五章。
Number seven, a disciple loves others.
作为门徒的第七个，他该有的品质是，门徒他是爱人。
John, again, I think I just read this a little bit ago, but John 13:35.People will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another.
约翰福音十三章三十五节说到，你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
The word here, this is interesting. The word translated in this verse as love is the word that really means unconditional love.
这里讲的这个爱这个词，它的原文其实是表示的无条件的爱。
And it's the word that we've perhaps heard before, the word agape.
这个词在原文当中就是 agape 的agape 的这个意思。
And that implies this unconditional, unlimited, boundless love, and it identifies us when we have it as Christ's true disciples.
这讲这个爱是无条件的无极限的无限的爱。当我们人 众人看到的时候就知道我们是神的门徒。
Now there's a problem that comes here when too many Christians love one another in word but not in deed.
我们看到我们经常会发现有这样的一个问题，很多时候我们基督徒我们对人的爱是停留在我们的嘴唇上，却没有行动上。
This word agape love, this phrase agape love, this unconditional love is more than just meeting together in rows in a church sanctuary or a classroom circle.
我们讲到这里，无条件的爱不仅仅只是说好我们在教会在我们的主日学当中有些交往。
It's more than just meeting together in a home as a part of a small group.
甚至也不只是单是我们在家中我们有小组聚会。
It includes these things, but it's more than.
它包含了这一切，但是远远超过这一切。
Jesus prayed in John chapter 17, verse 11, that his disciples would be one as he and the Father are one, so that the world might know that the Father sent him into the world.
主耶稣在约翰福音十七章有这样的祷告，他说：“使他们都合而为一，正如你在我父在我里面，我在你里面，使他们也在我们里面，叫世人可以信你差了我来。”
And this oneness that Jesus was talking about comes from this understanding of unconditional or agape love.
这里面看到主耶稣他所提到的爱就是我们讲的无条件的爱。
It comes from this, it's a distinctive love that only you and I as Christians can truly have.
这是一个特别的爱，只有我们基督徒，我们是基督徒才能够拥有的爱。
And so we want to make sure that our love for one another is in word but also deed and has no bounds.
所以我们想确定的是，我们的爱不但只停留在语言上，要在行动上，而且是无极限的爱。
And then quality number 8 for us, then we'll wrap it up here tonight.
成为主真正的门徒的第六个的品质是
，A disciple of Christ evangelizes the lost.
我们看到主真正的门徒应该向那些失散的人群来传递神的福音。
Matthew chapter 28 verse 19 comes into play a little more deeply for us.
马太福音二十八章十九节这样说。
It says this again, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded.
所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒。奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
Sometimes we get a little nervous about evangelism, and I understand that in the life of the church. But evangelism to the lost is really a whole lot more simple than we tend to think.
有些时候可能我们会谈到传福音，我们就可能会有些紧张。但是其实传福音其实是一个很自然的一个过程。
Evangelism starts by investing in relationships with lost people.
我们要传福音，我们一开始就要和一些失散的人，我们要能够花时间跟他们在一起。
From the investment understanding of connecting with people, it moves on to initiating spiritual conversations.
当我们跟他们有认识，我们花时间跟他们认识了以后，我们就开始可以和他们有些属灵的一些讨论。
And once you're at that place in your relationship with someone who is lost and who is far away from Christ,You can then inspire them by telling your story about how you met Christ.
在那个时候，我想你就可以对那些失散的、远离神的人，开始跟他们讲述一些你自己关于你如何认识基督的这样的故事。
And once they're inspired, they'll be more likely to be receptive to your invitation to be a part of the community and to be included in that community.
当他听到这样的故事，受到你的鼓励的时候，他们就会更加愿意能够参加教会，成为教会生活中的一员。
And so evangelism here is investment.
所以我们看到，我们要传福音的话，我们首先要花我们的时间，投入我们的时间。
Initiating spiritual conversations.
我们要开始一些属灵的讨论。
Inspiring them by telling your story.
要把我们自己属灵的故事来告诉他们，来鼓励他们。
Inviting them to the community.
邀请他们成为我们教会的一员。
And including them in the life of the church.
要让他们生活跟我们的教会的生活能够紧密的联系在一起。
And it's really not a difficult thing to accomplish, but it's just a natural outflow of what it means to be a true disciple of Christ.
我想其实这也并不是一个很困难的事情，其实这是我们传福音，其实我们和人建立关系的一个很自然的一个过程。
And so let me wrap this up for you here tonight.
我们接下来总结一下我们今天所探讨的一些问题。
As you maybe go over your notes and you look at this list of qualities of a disciple, which one is God speaking to you about the most?
当你来看到我们今天所讨论的这些所有的成为主耶稣真正的门徒这些品质的时候，你认为神要对你说的是哪一点呢？
I want to encourage you tonight to take that one. Maybe there's a couple that God's speaking to you about. And it's in these areas that God really wants to do a great work in your life.
也许有一点或者是有好几点，我想有神在那些方面要在你身上动工。
Maybe the great work that God wants to do in your life is dying to self.
也许神需要你做的是要能够舍己。
Maybe the great work is imitating him.
也许神要你做的是能够效法他的榜样。
Maybe the great work is surrendering to his authority.
也许你需要你做的是顺服他的权柄。
Maybe the great work is committing to abiding in him.
也许是要你能够常在主里。
Or inspiring others with your story.
或者是要能够来鼓励激励你周遭的人。
Maybe in your life right now you're not bearing much fruit and God wants to do a great work in your life to help you to produce fruit.
也许你现在你的生命当中没有多结果子，神要在你生命中做善工，要你多结果子。
Maybe the great work that God wants to do in your life is to help you to love others or to evangelize the lost.
也许神要给你身上做的工是要你能够爱你周遭的人，向失散的人传福音。
And whichever one or two or three, whichever they might be, this week my challenge for us is to allow God to do a great work in your life.
不论是哪一项或者是哪几项，我们给你的一个挑战就是在接下来这个星期当中，我们让神在我们的生命当中来做大工。
Being a disciple of Christ is not always easy.
成为主的门徒并不总是一件容易的事情。
But it's always the most rewarding.
但是我们知道他会给我们带来更最多的回报。
Let's pray tonight.
让我们一起来祷告。
God, we come before you this evening.
主，我们来到你的面前。
And we just simply pause and ask you to help us to grow in our level of discipleship.
主，我们来到你的面前，我们就来向你祈求，求你能够让我们能够更加的成长，能够更成为主你的门徒。
Help us to become more like you tonight.
主，让我们能够更加的像你。
Help us, Lord, this week when we go back to school or back to work, to see opportunities where we can be more like you.
主，让我们在这个星期，我们回到我们工作的地方，回到我们学校的时候，能够让我们看到有各样的机会，能够更加的来像你。
And God, I pray that people who are far away from you will recognize something different in us.
主，我们真是愿意那些远离你的人看到我们的时候，就能够知道你是什么样的神。
And God, I pray together that we would see a great harvest because of our commitment to being a true disciple.
主，我们也真是期待，当我们真正的把我们自己能够交在主的手中，成为主真正的门徒的时候，主，你能够让我们看到我们有大的收获。
We love you tonight in your name, we pray.
我们爱你，我们这样祷告祈求，奉主的名。
Amen. Amen.